It's time for CEO Live on LBC London News. We get a chance to hear from bosses from all sectors of the industry with a London focus as well. Pleased to say, joining me live in the studio is Jessica Taplin, CEO of the UK's leading youth volunteering charity, The Inspired. Now, they help 14 to 25-year-olds make their mark on causes that they care about whilst learning new skills and talents along the way, teaching them vital skills, teamwork, problem solving, ideally preparing them for the future. Good morning to you, Jessica, and thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
I kind of touched on it there a bit about what you guys do, but in your own words, just tell us about the company. What actually is The Inspired?
Absolutely. So for over a decade, we've been the UK's volunteering charity, and we help hundreds of thousands of young people connect to thousands of causes that they care about across London and indeed the UK.
When it comes to that, what kind of sectors are we talking about? Because obviously volunteering is a huge area, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's massive. And one of the exciting things with our platform is we have over 7,000 charities, and they cover everything from the teeny tiny local hospices all the way up to the big organisations that obviously cover the country. We try and work very hard to ensure there's diversity of themes. Mm-hmm. So if we see that there are fewer charities within a particular area, say the environment, we go out actively and try and bring them on board.
Amazing stuff. And we know as well, according to a study, 74% of young people are ready to volunteer and want to actually get involved. And you've got a new loyalty card, which you're going to be starting very soon. Tell us about that.
OK, it's kind of a new loyalty card. What it's aimed at doing is helping remove some of the barriers to participation. Mm-hmm. So we know that many more young people want to get involved than actually do get involved. So the card, we've learnt from an organisation called Young Scot, north of the border, who've been trying it for a few years now. And the aim is that we help use the card as a mechanic to remove the barriers to participation,
right,
and to reward participation.
Okay, and within that as well, they'll get some sort of deals, is that right?
Absolutely. So we're working with partners such as the Youth Hostelling Association to give mm-hmm. discounts to young people who are giving back to their communities. But more importantly, as well as that, we make sure that young people, the more they volunteer, they can access other opportunities like work experience opportunities to help them build other skills.
And does this volunteering cross all sectors of terms of people's backgrounds? And, you know, do you have to be from a well-off background to get involved?
Not at all. One of the things that we have realised over the years is that the amount of volunteers has remained fairly static.
Yeah.
And there is a slightly higher percentage of young people from more affluent backgrounds who do volunteer. One of the purposes behind this card is to try and encourage young people from wider backgrounds to get involved by removing some of the barriers they might experience.
I mean, do you ever look at, and here we've often talking about this week, in fact, the last couple of months through 2018, we've been talking about a lot of surge in violence mm-hmm. in London. I mean, knife crime and young people, it's the whole subject and topic is so far wide and complex mm-hmm. as to the causes and who's involved in it. But we sometimes hear within this people saying that because there's a lack of opportunities for young people, that perhaps they're getting into trouble. Do you think there's any link in that?
I think that what volunteering can do is help join young people closer to their communities. So if yeah. they can identify the challenges that their communities are facing, if they can run social action projects to help cope with some of those issues and then are actively involved in trying to be part of the solution, I think that that can only strengthen the communities within London.
We always ask everybody on CEO Live about Brexit, not how you voted individually, but whether or not for your organisation, come March 29th next year, you have any views or worries or concerns, or you think it's going to be a good thing?
Okay, so we're a UK-wide organisation, so we're a digital platform. We support hundreds of thousands of young people connect, and those young people come from both England and across the European Union. Our real focus is just helping those young people ensure that they can get the skills that they need to thrive and not just strive and get involved within their local communities. So for us, I don't think there'll be an immediate impact, I would have thought. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, good stuff. And when it comes to volunteering, what is the impact on social integration in London and further afield, would you say?
Absolutely. So I don't know whether you saw at the weekend, there was actually a TV documentary about social integration, and
yes.
it has been proved that volunteering can help with that. One of the things within our programmes, which we are very positive about, is the social mix of participants is really, really high. So we get young people from all backgrounds, whether they're LGBTQ+, or they're from ethnic minorities, or working class, and they all come together to solve some of the issues that they're facing within their communities. I think that's one of the most exciting things about volunteering, is how inclusive it can be.
And how long has V-Inspired been around, and how many people are in your team?
Oh, gosh, right. So V-Inspired has been around about a decade.
Right.
And over that time, we've helped, about 2.5 million young people connect with volunteering opportunities to thousands and thousands of charities. So we have quite a small team based in London because we're predominantly a digital platform.
Yes.
So we mainly go through that. So if anyone wants to have a look, it's vinspired.com.
Lovely stuff. And I guess because you've been helping people over a decade, some of those people are proper adults now, and do they sort of get in touch and say how they've done and how their life's been impacted on by volunteering?
Absolutely, it's really exciting. We've run a long-term project with Ealing, actually, where we help young people who are probably need the most help to succeed. And at last year, I was at an event, and a young graduate who'd taken part in one of our courses said how it turned her life completely around. And now she's a social worker in Ealing and doing very well. And so it's really rewarding when you hear stories like that. And there's more of them every day.